Welcome to this edition of China Lifestyle Journeys, the series that brings you chats, discussions, and insights on all aspects of Chinese living. We will cover festivals, food, traditions, customs, and much, much more. I'm your host, Jocelyn.
And I'm Matt, just an English guy with lots of questions.
So, Matt, what's your big question today?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of China Lifestyle Journeys. Today, we are talking about a fascinating Chinese handicraft, something that has a long and interesting history, something everyone knows, Chinese kites. So for most people, and I think me included, kites are something that kids play with. I didn't realise that kites had such a colourful history until we started talking about this today. So I guess the obvious place to start, Jocelyn, is with the question, what do we know about the history of Chinese kites?
Okay, sure. Let's start with some history. Chinese kites have a rich cultural heritage that dates back thousands of years, and they were believed to have originated in China between 475 BCE and 221 BCE, with the earliest kites being made of wood and resembling the shapes of birds. And over time, craftsmen began using lighter materials such as silk and bamboo, and later paper and bamboo, to create these beautiful flying objects.
So I think that's an important point for everyone. The idea of kites was actually invented by the Chinese a few thousand years ago. How do we know this? Do we have any solid evidence?
Well, most historians agree that the origins of kites can be traced back to ancient China. We have quite a lot of historical records and accounts that provide strong indications that the ancient Chinese invented kites.
So if the kites were invented by the ancient Chinese all those years ago, what were they doing with these kites? Were they just going to the park like people today, flying their kites in the park as a way to relax?
That's a very good question, actually. In ancient China, kites had important practical uses. Actually, they didn't start out as something fun in the park. These came much later. Kites were originally developed for military purposes, particularly during the Warring States period. There are some historical accounts that tell us about two Chinese philosophers, Mozi and Lu Ban. They both played a role in inventing kites for military intelligence, measuring distances and calculating wind readings. And actually, kites provided valuable information for strategic movements and communication, similar to ship flags at sea. So think about it, if you had a huge army on a field and you wanted to give orders, like this group move over there and that group move forward and so on. They didn't have mobile phones or radio communication, but they did have kites. So early kites were a form of signal communication, and different shapes, different colors, and different designs had specific meanings related to military movements.
Wow, I had never thought about kites in that way. So actually, kites are more important than we think. They were an early form of communication. That's pretty cool, actually. So when did people start designing and creating the types of kites that we see today in the shape of birds, dragons, and fish and things like this? And do these animal designs have any special meaning?
Well, the designs we see in modern kites, such as birds, dragons, and fish, have evolved over time. The art of designing and creating elaborate and beautiful kites really began sometime during the Ming and Qing dynasties. And during this period, kites changed quite a lot in terms of size, design, decoration, and even flying skills. And the shapes of animals in kites often carry symbolic meanings deeply rooted in Chinese culture. Birds may represent freedom and grace, while dragons symbolize power and prosperity, and fish can symbolize abundance and good fortune.
You just mentioned flying skills. Is there really a skill to flying a kite? I thought you just throw the kite into the wind, the kite goes up in the wind, and you hold the string to stop it flying away. Am I missing something? Is there more to kite flying than I know?
Absolutely, Matt. There are certain skills needed to fly a kite effectively. It requires a combination of factors such as selecting the right site and weather conditions, choosing the appropriate kite for those conditions, launching the kite into the air with precision and adjusting the line to control the kite's flight, and maintaining control throughout the flying experience. Experienced kite flyers understand how wing patterns and movements affect the kite's behavior and make adjustments accordingly. They also use special techniques such as pulling and releasing the line at exactly the right moment to perform tricks.
That's fascinating. I never realized there was so much skill involved in flying a kite. Now I can see that it's much more than just throwing it into the wind and holding onto the string. Now, one final question. The materials used to make Chinese kites, I think you mentioned these earlier, something about paper and bamboo. Tell me something more about that.
Yes, traditional Chinese kites are typically made using paper and bamboo. Bamboo is chosen for its lightweight yet strong properties, making it an ideal material for the kite's frame. And it gives stability and flexibility to withstand the wind while keeping its strength. And the paper used for traditional Chinese kites is often handmade and specially selected. It can be made from various plant fibers. Using handmade paper reflects the dedicated craftsmanship and attention to detail that is often a characteristic of Chinese traditional handicrafts. Well, that's it for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you again next time. Until then, goodbye. Stay wise.